Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM, Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. Today, my special guest is Brooke Haggerty. Brooke is with the Foundation for Animal Care and Education, or FACE, which is a local organization dedicated to saving animals' lives. Brooke, welcome to the show.
Hi, Miriam. Thank you so much for having me.
Can you tell us about how FACE, the Foundation for Animal Care and Education, got started and what the mission is?
Absolutely. FACE is a San Diego nonprofit that saves the lives of pets in need of critical veterinary care. We got started in 2006 when a group of concerned veterinarians noticed a rise in what we call economic euthanasia, when pet parents have to put their pets to sleep simply because they can't afford the treatment needed to save their lives. And so they said, We need to do something about this, and started the foundation, and we gave our first grant in 2007.
Wonderful. Now, I know there's another organization around that will save the lives of pets when owners can't afford it, but with that one, the owner has to actually relinquish ownership of the pet. I understand yours is different and that you help families stay together, keep the pet when there's a life-saving situation.
Exactly. Our tagline is saving pets and helping families, and our mission is to enhance and preserve the quality of life of animals by providing access to necessary medical care and education. But what we do is give these families hope when they are about to lose their best friend, their furry family member. Yeah. We're able to keep them together and really preserve that human-animal bond.
That's wonderful. It just sounds like a marvelous organization. Tell me what the criteria is. I'm sure there's a lot of people who would love to get this sort of help for their pet. What are the requirements?
We help with immediately life-threatening situations with a good prognosis if treated. So if an animal ingested something and needs surgery to remove a foreign object or was hit by a car and needs to repair those wounds, we are able to help if it's a critical situation where the pet would either pass away or need to be euthanized without our help.
What about situations where the animal would be left, critically paralyzed or something like that without the surgery?
Exactly. Those quality of life conditions we are able to help with typically because it would be inhumane to leave the animals in such a state. And so vets would want to either help the animal or, put it down as the kindest method.
Well, it's a very important service. I know we've certainly had a couple of situations where one comes to mind. We had a workman in the house working on a cabinet, and all of a sudden he said, "Where did my wood screws go? I had a whole pile of them right there." And to our horror, we realized our dog had eaten them all. We had to rush her in for emergency surgery to remove these very sharp things. And it was extremely expensive. I can't imagine what it would be like to be in that situation and not have the money to be able to pay a veterinary bill and be looking at either leaving this animal, in torture or putting it down. So I think it's a wonderful service you're providing. Now, how do you qualify? How severe does the financial need to be? Is there an income threshold? How does that work?
That's a great question. So for FACE, we look at every applicant on an individual basis. We don't have a bottom line number that the family needs to fall under in order to receive our help, because every person is so unique and everyone's situation is so different. So the families that apply with us do have to provide proof of financial hardship, mm-hmm. but one person's financial situation can be so different based on, what they're going through, what their family's going through, who they're supporting, or what they're trying to survive off of. And
right.
So we require that they send us something in the form of either tax paper or bank statements or Social Security and unemployment information, and we look at it on a case-by-case basis.
There you go. So somebody who has 7 kids and a wife with cancer or something, maybe even if they had the same income as somebody else, they would still be able to qualify.
Exactly.
Perhaps. Okay. Now, I understand that you are working with a number of hospitals all around the county, including many of them here in East County. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, we partner with over 100 veterinary hospitals around the county. We've worked with 110 to date to save the lives of local pets, and all of our partner hospitals generously discount their services for us by at least 25%. Our veterinary partners are in this with us and really believe in the work we're doing together. And so our veterinary hospitals are often the ones who refer clients to us in the first place. Some pet owners find us on Google, but many hospitals say, "Hey, don't give up hope yet. you know, call this number, call FACE. They
can
help.
Very good. So even if you don't pay 100% of the cost of a procedure, a surgery, for example, you can get a discount negotiated with the medical provider, the veterinary hospital. And then are the recipients of this expected to pay portion of that benefit, or how does that work?
We have clients and pet parents pay what they can, and so all of our partner hospitals will first discount the services for us, mm-hmm. and the pet parent will then do what they can toward the procedure. Some people that means $50, some people that's, you know, a couple hundred that they can put toward it, but after that, FACE typically pays for the rest, which makes us very unique and, in fact, one of the only organizations in the entire country that does so.
Very, very nice. How many animals have you saved?
We have saved 1,130 pets as of today. We saved our 1,000th life last September. It was a huge milestone for us, and we couldn't be prouder of the work we're doing and being able to make such an impact in our community.
Very nice. And what is your goal for this year?
Our goal is to save almost 300 pets this year. We've already are on great track to hit that. Unfortunately, the need for us is only growing, and so I anticipate that one day we'll hit that 2,000, hit that 5,000, maybe one day expand into other areas.
Very good. And when were you founded?
We were founded in 2006, and we gave our first grant in 2007. We actually give grants directly to our partner veterinary hospitals, and they also fundraise for us as well, which is great.
Marvelous. Now, speaking of fundraising, how do you get your funding?
FACE is a 501c3 nonprofit, so we do rely on the generosity of the public to donate to us. We also do have several fundraising events throughout the year. In April, we have our 5th annual Bags and Baubles event coming mm-hmm. up. It's a silent auction of handbags and jewelry and accessories. It's so much fun, and no shopper's remorse because it's all for the animals. It's in Rancho Santa Fe.
There you go. And I assume they can get more information about that at your website. Where do people go to get more information, apply for help, or perhaps make a donation?
They can visit us online, which is www.faceforpets.org. That's FACE, the number 4, PETS.org. And from there, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and stay up to date on all of our events, apply, or donate.
Very good. And I understand that the financial aid is open to people in San Diego County. You do have to be a resident of our county. Can you give us some examples of some of the success stories that you've had and how people react when they find out they've been approved for these grants?
Oh, absolutely. It's the best part of our job at FACE is telling someone they've been approved. One time I got on the phone with a military man, a young man in the Navy, and he just broke down into tears when we said we were able to help. It's truly incredible. I wish I could go through the phone and give them all a hug. I think people really respond to us because FACE offers hope. Yeah. In a world filled of automated recordings and email only, there are humans on the other end of the foundation. We're all pet owners and lovers, and it's the one time they feel like, okay, I shouldn't give up yet. Yeah. Maybe there's a chance. And it's just incredible. One time we helped someone who had lost her father to cancer and her mother to suicide. Mm-hmm. And she was a veteran just returning from overseas. And her dog, Marley, was all she had. And cases like that are so special because, yes, we're saving the animal's life, but it's about that connection that people have with their pets, and it's really powerful, especially here in San Diego County. We're such an animal community that it's an honor for us to be able to help these families.
Wonderful. Now, these do need to be cases where there is a probable good outcome for the animal, so
correct.
Not terminal cancer or something where there's ongoing treatment like diabetes, but it would apply in things like accidents or animal attacks by another animal, a coyote or a...
Correct. Yeah. Exactly. Unfortunately, we can't help with anything that requires ongoing treatment for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. And we do need to spend our donor dollars wisely. And so we have to preserve our grants for animals that we think are going to make it. Mm-hmm. So typically, fracture repairs when they're very serious, foreign obstructions, urethral obstructions, yeah. pyometra, things that are terribly serious, but the
terribly
animal can
expensive.
Pull through. And yeah. terribly expensive, yes, that's
As
true.
As I know firsthand. There you go. Where do you find the people that you help?
They come to us from all over. We actually get calls from all over the country, and we work diligently to guide them toward resources in their area. Mm-hmm. But people find us on Google when they take the initiative to look for options. Mm-hmm. Many a time, our veterinary partners refer them to us when they give clients the estimate and just see that crestfallen look on their face. They say, call FACE. They might be able to help.
Very good.
And many people hear about us from friends. We're really getting out there in the community. Mm-hmm. More and more people know about the work we're doing.
Do you work with the shelters?
We work with them in that they refer to us. And mm-hmm. so if someone goes to the shelter and wants to relinquish their pet because they want this animal to be saved and know they can't do that for their pet, the shelters will refer them to us prior to taking them in if they think it's a qualified case.
Well, it just sounds like a very greatly needed service. I know how heartbreaking that can be for someone who has to give up their animal because they can't afford the surgery or the treatment needed to save its life. Now, I understand that the Foundation for Animal Care and Education also has other programs besides the grants to help save the lives of animals whose owners can't afford treatment. Tell us about those.
We do. We have a fantastic youth humane education program that we've just started in the past year, and FACE partners with several different youth-focused organizations throughout the county, many in the South County area. And we offer classes on basic pet care, on interpreting animal behavior, so that children who aren't used to being around animals know what to expect and know how to appropriately behave with animals. We also offer classes on animal-related careers for older kids.
Very nice.
We do also talk about the importance of spay and neuter and educate the public and children as to why that's important. And so we've partnered with a few different organizations, and the kids just love it, especially when we bring in animal guests. It's really exciting, and it's a way for us to cultivate a sense of compassion in the coming generations. We're really excited about that influence that we're making.
Well, that's very important. It sounds like an organization with a wonderful mission. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Brooke Haggerty, who is with the Foundation for Animal Care and Education, or FACE, and you can find out more about them at face4pets.org, and that's a number four, face4pets.org. And Brooke, for those without internet access, is there a phone number that they can call?
Absolutely. It's 858-450-FACE, 858-450-3223.
Very good. Brooke? Thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the network for social justice.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.